Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.
Hey, Damon Green, how are you?
Hi, mate. Look, last time we played the Ashes in Australia, we won 5-0. 5-0. And if you were producer Richard, is it?
Something like that.
Richard, if you want to get up in the morning and catch it and ruin your day, that's up to you, mate.
That was last time, though.
It is. That was last time. Indeed. My mum and dad are over. I'm taking the time off work. That's how I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to sit up all night.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some beers. I've got my cheesy balls, and I'm going to be sitting up all night.
Yeah, with the cheesy balls, yeah.
Yes, my mum has... Oh, she's been cooking.
What's she made?
Well, she's made her crispy crunches. She's got those.
How are your mum's crispy crunches in this cold weather?
That's it. I know you're being euphemistic. She's got...
I'm not.
I was going to bring some in, but you can keep your hands off my mum's flapjacks because you ain't getting any.
Take it easy, come on.
So, anyway, she's brought over. I've got a cuddly Joey in an Aussie cricket top, and Helen's got a massive possum that she's stuck in the window for the passers-by to see. It's got an Aussie jersey on.
That's nice, isn't it? Really classy.
And you guys, Queensbury rules, mate, that's my wife.
How is Helen? I know that a year and a half ago she had the chin reduction. How's it? Has it stuck? Is it still working?
Her chin is very, and she's a very attractive. Beauty is only skin deep, mate.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying. How's your wife, Helen? That's all.
Bring my wife into it. Bring my wife into it. We're talking about the cricket, not my wife's face. It's very attractive.
What? Listen, come on now.
You're talking about sport. You chicken me. Right, I'm going to be up all night, and when you get up, you're going to know that you've been stuffed. And that's you, so shove it out your face.
Well,
you
listen,
made a cake with your mum.
What?
You made a cake with your mum in the kitchen.
I do what with my mum in the kitchen?
Cakes with your mum in the kitchen, and she puts cake and pan on your bottom.
Don't put pan on my bottom.
She says, oh, can I lick the bowl, mummy? That's what you say, you baby. Sissy. So you can shove it, and you won't be... Anyone at work listening, Mr. Baxter, Terry, Dave, I'll teach you to pull my fence down at the conference last week. That'll teach you, all of you.
Well, look, Damon, listen, before it gets too emotional, seriously, good luck to Australia. Obviously, you didn't do very well at the rugby. You're not very good at sport anymore, so I hope you can do your best at cricket.
Well, we've won it 115 times, so you're 92. You got no Freddy Flint off. Michael Clark will be fit to play, and we've got a Mitchell Johnson, and his bouncers are going to catch you out, mate. You're going to get bushwhacked.
Bushwhacked?
You're going to get bushwhacked.
What are you, Jenny McKee?
I was invited on here, and first of all, I didn't text you. Richard phoned me.
Did he, Richard?
And you dragged my wife's chin into it.
No, I said, how is she? That's all.
My wife's chin is not for public debate.
Okay.
The swelling's gone down, and she's very attractive.
Well, listen.
You spanked your toolbox.
What? Just
shove it!
We're going to have to go now. You're just getting abusive. Good luck in the cricket.
Up yours, you plum sack.
I heard that.